Lute, Lies Underneath the Earth, is a new theatre work in development written by Kasi Valu, directed by Kaisa Fatui and Albert Lataila-Kepa. Lute, directed by recent graduates of Toi Whakaari, a New Zealand drama school, and featuring a powerful lineup of Aotearoa's emerging creative talent. Kasi Valu, writer and producer of the new theatre work, Lute, along with Brett Taefu, who plays the role of Jake, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Marolele, marosui for, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, toko uzo.
Yes.
Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo lele.
Well, let's begin with the obligatory, overview of bios, or tell us a little bit about yourself. Firstly, Kasi.
Yeah, mahalo lele. Ko hoku ingoa ko Kasi Valu, o ko lele mai me whangamola paha. I am 21 years of age and I was born and raised in Greyland in Auckland, and then now I'm here living in Pōneke. And I met the uso at Toi Whakaari.
Toi Whakaari, yeah. Talofa, my name is Brett Taefu, and I am 23 years of age, and I am currently a student at Toi Whakaari, where I met Kasi here. And we are currently in the works of making Lute, putting Lute on its feet again.
Very good. Yeah. Well,
So just a bit about... A little bit about Lute is just it was mainly kind of like an ode to the Pasifika woman in my life, more specifically my sisters and her kind of adolescent age, and also the experiences she endured through university. So Lute is the Tongan translation into English is Ruth, and it's a direct arrival from the biblical story of Ruth. So the song Lute is sung throughout to tell the story, and also Lute is an acronym for Lies Underneath the Earth.
Sorry about it then. In terms of the... In terms of, some of the themes that are explored in Lute, can you talk to me a bit more about that, please, Kasi?
Yeah, so a lot of the main themes, I'd say there's probably three or four main themes. The first one will be family, and within a Polynesian Tongan context, intergenerational trauma and how we deal with things and how we don't deal with things. And what is the manifestation of... what happens when the lies underneath the earth begin to bubble and then the roots come up from the surface. The second one will be navigating identity as a child of the Pacific diaspora. And I think that's a big theme, especially for our Pasifika youth who tend to struggle a lot with, I'm a New Zealand born, but there's this yearning to go home, to connect to my whanua. And the third thing, which is based off the experiences of my sister attending two universities across Aotearoa, was institutionalized racism. And we just finished watching a documentary on Dawn Raids that just about people may not intend to, their intentions may be well placed, but it's the impact of their actions and their words. Even if justice is served to a certain individual, there's the institution, the system that is entrenched with a lot of racism. And it's not meant to favor people like us. And this guy, what are the main themes for you, bro?
So, yeah, the main thing for me, because I'm a character in this play, kind of playing outside our own, so I'm playing a white character. So there's that, and it's kind of hard to tackle from the other side when you're brown, you know? And it's a good challenge, but... there's that theme of lies as well, the theme of there's a lot of lies that surround the world that this play is set in, and it's also yearning, a lot of yearning.
There's some really deep and strong topics that you're going to be covering in this piece. Question for me, why? Why did you want to tell this particular story, taking into account the themes that you've just talked about?
I honestly, a lot of the time I think of, oh, why am I telling this story? Why do I get these people to help me tell this story? And one of my mentors, Tupe Lualua, had shown me a video by Nina Nwalowalo, and she said, it is the job of the artist to reflect the face of society that we tend to sometimes ignore. And sometimes that face is a confronting truth that's uncomfortable, that we don't want to tala noa about, but it has to be done. We have to be reflective of the times we're living in.
And maybe just another cheeky example, coverage of the Samoa general election in Samoa. Not too many mainstream media outlets in New Zealand covering, but that's another story altogether. I was just thinking, when you're talking about. Yes. But just talking about Tupe. You know, I remember a post that she put up a few years ago, and when we're talking about systemic racism, an incident that she had on a flight, I think either coming back to New Zealand or going somewhere overseas, and her interaction with the stewardess or that at the time. And, you know, as you say, stories that are usually swept under the carpet are. Now, in terms of the project, you know, how long has it been in the making? And with the I think the 30th of April that you're going to be looking at, it's not the full production as such, or is it still a work in progress?
Yes. So 2 years ago, I had, well, 2.5 years ago, when I finished high school, Sulu Moa had approached me and he said, "Hey, you should get into writing." And I'm like, "Oh, whatever, writing is not for me. I do acting." And then I picked up the pen and I was like, "Oh, this is a beautiful tool to tell our stories." So I had the first kind of, I put it up on his feet in 2019. And what I found is that I needed just some more professional cast and professional development on the acting end. So we're fortunate enough with Le Moana Tupe's company to receive funding from the Wellington City Council. And I got a proper script advisor, a cast of actors, and I get to pay them. What a privilege. But and now it's just a development. So it is going to be, a lot of people be like, "Oh, I'm going to watch the show," but it's a showing of a work in progress. Yes. And it was funny how did I end up getting you to be in it?
Like, yeah, I was basically just the cameraman supposed to be at the first reading, and then Gussie was like, "Oh, just come read this line." And then I ended up, "Yeah, you're in the show." So here we are, I think.
Pacifica professionalism at its very best.
That's its
awesome.
finest.
At its finest. And I suppose it helps that you two live together in the same house as well. Anyway, Brett, you know, let's talk to you a little bit now. As you know, as cast member, talk to me a little bit about the role that you play, Jake, in the piece.
So my character is Jake, and I have a little, I'm basically a little psychic for my other mate, Josh. I mean, Josh, James. His name's James. And we're basically kind of like white boys that are keen to stand up for equal rights, because we believe that the Pacific Islanders get all the benefits to get into like scholarships, to get into universities and stuff. So we're basically just being lunatics, really. And it's a good challenge, because it's like now we're studying drama. It's like we get to use the craft that we're like learning in school, and we get to apply it into this work. And it's, you know, it's a fun process, but also like when you step out of the zone, you dream about the world, and it's like, oh, it's heavy. It's a heavy world. And like I'm just trying to do my best to honor my character and do the best I can do for my character in a way that someone can be affected in the crowd.
Nice. Let's
or
talk a little bit more on that. Let's go actor studio type of thing. In terms of, you know, the world that is created and how you as an actor prepares to inhabit your character and the way that your character fits into the said world. Talk to me a little bit about about your preparation. And maybe that could be something, you know, just to talk about a little bit about your, you know, training that you're undergoing at Toi Whakaari as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's it's mostly it's a benefit to be working with a cast that is basically in my class, and it's good to bounce off ideas, and we're not unapologetic, and we're not stingy with our offers. So I think the best thing is when we have a good cast, I'm able to come into the room and prepare myself, because I can see everyone else in a zone where they're not, you know, unconcentrated. They're focused. They're in the zone. So I feel like in my preparation, there's a lot of book work. There's a lot of talking to the cast about the world, talking about our characters, talking about potential archetypes.
What was that? The guys did like a little exercise. Was it hot seating?
Yeah, we also on the first day of rehearsals, we did a hot seat, and that was basically just in our character, just our director firing questions at us, and it was just about improvising and just being embodied.
Mm. Embodied. Love it. There's nothing like the rehearsal process when you finally are able to get something off the paper and then really start to play. Yeah. And, you know, I like you what you said about, you know, being generous with your offers as well. Out of interest for you, Brett, and also Gussie, if you think about, you know, if we're talking about acting or drama and that, what are some of the factors that you think, you know, contribute towards making great drama, great theatre?
The factors, just having a drive and having the burn of why you want to do this, of why you want to be this character, or why you want to do drama. I think finding that fire, it's because, like, you know, like, That feeling of getting on stage and putting something out there is the best feeling. And when you come off, it's, you feel like you've touched someone, which is good. You know, like, it feels like you've affected someone with your work. And that's us as actors. That's what we, that's our goal. You know, that's not, yeah, not our goal, but like, it's what we do. And it's what makes us feel good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, Cassie, a little bit different, like, for you, sorry. A different, another question, in terms of, you know, from your role as a, you know, writer and producer, the importance of having works like these or these types of platforms to tell uniquely your, you know, Pacifica stories, if you will.
Yeah, I think the important things that I take upon myself as a writer and training producer under Tupi is that the more we get to see something, the more representation, the more the people younger than us or beside us can look at something and believe that, oh, that's a reality that I can conquer.
Mm.
So, you know, back in the day, and just reading the book Floating Islanders, reading about Oscar, reading about all Makarita Urale, all these beautiful Pacific playwrights, they did the groundwork, so now we can stand on their shoulders to really echo other stories, you know, more complex, nuanced, dig up from inspirations from them. So as a writer, it's a thing that makes it good is when you know that you're writing for more than just yourself, that you're writing for a village, that you're writing for a collective, and that's for representation. Yeah.
Awesome. Finally, gentlemen, details of the upcoming presentation of Lute.
Yes. So Friday, 30th of April, 11 Hutchinson Road, Te Whaia, Newtown. If you're in Wellington and Pōneke, come by. $5 a ticket. So if you go on Eventbrite and search Lute, LUTE. All tickets are $5. I believe the second showing at 6 p.m. is sold out, so now we only have 2 p.m. There was free otai, so there'll be mango otai. There'll be, come along for that. And if you don't, if you can't, I know a lot of our older generations, we don't know how to do the fancy computer thing, but come along. We can do a doseo, koha, whatever, as long as you get to come and see the story and see these beautiful guys tell their stories.
Kasi valu, Brett Efu, Maro au pito, whakitaitele lava. All the very best for next week, and God bless, keep up the amazing work. Utu o fatu malo, manuila vreo so, haso
ifua. Thank you. Malo, malo. Thank you, Brian.